our study here. But this one is section 15, Christian and the Social Order. All Christians are under obligation to seek to make the will of Christ supreme in our own lives and in human society. Means and methods used for the improvement of society and the establishment of righteousness among men can be truly and permanently helpful only when they are rooted in the regeneration of the individual by the saving grace of God in Jesus Christ. In the spirit of Christ, Christians should oppose racism, every form of greed, selfishness, and vice, and all forms of sexual immorality, including adultery, homosexuality, and pornography. We should work to provide for the orphaned and the needy, the abused, the aged, the helpless, and the sick. We should speak on behalf of the unborn and contend for the sanctity of all human life from conception to natural death. Every Christian should seek to bring industry, government, and society as a whole under the sway of the principles of righteousness, truth, and brotherly love. In order to promote these ends, Christians should be ready to work with all men of goodwill in any good cause, always being careful to act in a spirit of love without compromising their loyalty to Christ and His truth. So should Christians be active in society in different areas of even government and all entities? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it is our calling to affect our society for the cause of Christ. And so we want to pray for those who are part of, you know, areas of influence, but I want you to know you're part of an area of influence as well, each and every one of us. And so what did you think about the list of things that it says we should oppose? Racism, every form of greed, selfishness and vice, and all forms of sexual immorality, including adultery, homosexuality, and pornography. Sounds absolutely true. Sounds absolutely biblical, doesn't it? And so we're not just picking on one sin, but we should really oppose all of these different areas. And we should work to provide for the orphaned. Is that biblical? We're going to read the scriptures that go with that, I'm sure. The needy, the abused, the aged, the helpless, and the sick. And then this next part, we should speak on behalf of the unborn and contend for the sanctity of all human life from conception to natural death. I say amen. Amen. Yep. I think we need to. And unfortunately, I go to a lot of pro-life activities, and I don't see a lot of our Southern Baptists at them. I see a lot of Catholics. I do see some Southern Baptists, and oftentimes the Southern Baptists that I see kind of go with, out of our crew. But that always troubles me because we've got a large Southern Baptist church in Jeff City, and we have our Baptist building for the Missouri Baptist Convention is in Jeff City as well. And the only times I've really seen anybody from our Baptist building there is if they are actually being one of the keynote speakers or have a part in one of the actual activities. And so I think maybe we should encourage some of our leaders, you know, to come just as an attendee to these things. They live in, they're in the neighborhood. They're like three blocks away. They wouldn't even have to pay for parking. I'm not sure, but we should encourage them. And if when we're able, I know I'm always encouraged whenever I go, and I'm part of it especially. And so let's go ahead and start looking up some of these scriptures. Yes, sir. And they are. And we're trying to do it better all the time, so pray that we do. Amen. Amen. There's also contend. There was also contend. That's another one of those action words, wasn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I'll take the blame. I have it on. I'm speaking up. Yeah. Thank you. That is absolutely true. Thank you. All right. Let's look up Exodus 20, verses 3 through 17. Ten Commandments. So that outlines our moral law, that is the outline for our civil law as well. We can see. All right, Leviticus 6, 2 through 5. Deuteronomy 10:12. Amen. 27:17. Amen. All the people should say amen. All right. Psalm 101:5. Sounds definite, doesn't it? Micah 6:8. I like those verses that just help kind of boil it down, you know, to where you can wrap your mind around it. Summary verse. Zechariah 8:16. All right. Matthew 5:13 through 16. And then also 43 through 48, verses 43 through 48. All right, 22 verses 36 through 40. All right, action words, right? Mark 1:29 through 34. I think that was it. All right, so Mark 2:3 and following. So whose faith and action helped the guy get healed? His friends. Wasn't that something? He couldn't carry himself there, could he? And he sure couldn't dig through the roof. That's an interesting account there for sure. All right, let's look at 10:21. And what did he do? Next verse. He went away sad. Yeah. Because he had great possessions. Some people think, well, whenever I have more, I'll give then. But in reality, it gets harder as you get more. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you have more to lose. So let's look at Luke 4:18-21. That was the last one right there, I think. Yep. All right, 10:27-37. Amen. All right, chapter 20, verse 25. John 15:12. All right, 17:15. in the world but not of it, right? All right, Romans 12, 14, or 12 through 14, I'm sorry. That'll work.